Hi, everybody. Welcome to our morning devotionals. Today's chapter is from Hebrews chapter 3. This is Hebrews chapter 3. Let me read this passage for us before I share some thoughts. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, to testify to the things that were to be spoken later. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house, if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt, led by Moses? And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. Amen. So in Monday's devotional for Hebrews 1, I provided some background on the book of Hebrews and mentioned that one of the main purposes of this book was to encourage early Christians who were facing intense persecution. In the midst of this hardship, people who had come to faith were starting to waver or maybe even pronouncing their faith entirely. And so in light of all this, the writer of the book of Hebrews is writing this letter to encourage these followers of Jesus to stand firm. The first couple chapters lay the groundwork, this theological groundwork of our faith and reason for standing firm by talking about the supremacy of Christ, the founder of our salvation. And then we get to today's chapter, chapter 3, where the writer begins to make some direct exhortations to kind of almost as sort of applications in light of these theological truths. And he urges the readers to hold tightly to the hope we have in Jesus. And he does this by laying out the reality that a rest awaits those who will maintain their hope in Christ. Now, that rest isn't referring to a physical rest, but to reference the language of Deuteronomy 12, the rest is the inheritance that the Lord is giving to those who trust in him. In our case, that's the eternal life that we have with God. The writer makes his point by referencing Psalm 95. That's what verses 7 through 11 are. Psalm 95 talks about the Israelites who wandered in the wilderness after the exodus from Egypt. And if you're familiar with that narrative, you'll remember that an entire generation of Israelites didn't enter into the promised land, into the rest, because of what can basically be summarized as their hardness of heart. These Israelites were resistant to the words of God and as a result wandered the desert for 40 years instead of entering into the land that God had prepared for them. So using this as an example, the writer of Hebrews is exhorting the reader to listen to the voice of God. In verse 12, he says, take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. He's urging us not to become hardened, lest we fail to enter into God's rest, which again is not in the form of a physical land like the Israelites were offered, but of the rest that waits all who stand firm in Christ until the end, that eternal life with God. Now, there's most definitely a personal element to this. Each of us as followers of Jesus must take personal ownership of our faith and be sure to listen to the voice of God and actively combat any rebellion or hardness of heart. And also, it's important that we do this all in the context of community. Let me read verse 12 again and into verse 13. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. In essence, the writer is urging us, the readers, to push each other as fellow believers to remain faithful to Christ and keep from becoming hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And notice it's not a general encouragement to do this. It says to do this every day. Several years ago, before I moved to Boston, this was back when I was in Philadelphia, a group of friends and I decided, kind of on a whim, to go through the Insanity workout. If you don't know what that is, it's a video exercise program that is meant to be done over the course of 60 days. The first 30 days consists of working out 6 days a week, with each workout ranging from 30 to 45 minutes each. And then the next 30 days is another 6 days a week of workouts, ranging from workouts that are 45 minutes to an hour each. The exercises are intense, and really the whole program is as well. But what made it a lot more doable was the accountability. This group of friends and I, you know, we would encourage each other regularly, whether that was through simple messages, like, you know, sending of memes and GIFs, or, you know, whenever we'd see each other, we'd like commiserate over how difficult a particular routine was, or admittedly less healthy, but still effective, we would rag on each other for whatever silly reasons we could think of. You know, we were young guys in our 20s. Most of the group got pretty far in this workout, which is kind of impressive, but sadly, not everyone finished. I don't think it's just by chance, though, that my roommate and I were among those who kept going until the end. There were days, of course, when one of us would be feeling lazy or really sore from the previous day, or maybe just busy, you know, after a long work day or whatever else. And for those reasons or anything else, there may be days when we didn't want to do it. But on those days, the other person was almost always able to provide encouragement or motivation. Again, sometimes through those less healthy methods, but nonetheless, motivation to get the exercise done for the day. And again, we actually got through the whole workout without missing a day. I think a similar principle applies to our walks with Jesus and how we're meant to push each other towards greater faithfulness to Christ, though I probably abstain from teasing and poking fun and ragging on each other in our walk with Jesus. As the passage says, for as long as it is today, as in until the day Christ's return, as long as it is this age before the return of Christ, we ought to push each other to hold on to Christ and faithfully follow him and fight against the hardness that comes from the deceitfulness of sin. This, by the way, is what true accountability is. Oftentimes we talk about accountability as just sharing about how we're doing or whether or not we're reading the Bible. But accountability and the purpose of those things really is meant to be a lot more than that. It's about pushing each other, encouraging each other, checking in on each other so that we're pushing one another, pointing each other to Christ and living in greater Christ-likeness. So this kind of accountability, this real accountability, consists of opening ourselves up to people, allowing them to ask us questions, allowing them to speak into our lives, allowing them to challenge us to greater Christ-likeness. And then on the flip side, us, you know, you being vulnerable and receptive to all that is being said, all for the sake of drawing closer to Christ and becoming more and more like him with each passing day. This is what we're meant to do for each other as members of the church. So my encouragement for us today is to commit to doing this. Find people to keep you accountable and that you can keep accountable in return. They could be friends, roommates, members of your family group or microchurch. Whoever it is, let's commit to exhorting one another every day to remain faithful to Christ, to keep living for him and following after him such that one day we will all enter into his rest. Let me pray for us to wrap us up here. Father, we thank you for this word. And Lord, I think all of us as followers of Jesus can recognize that while there are certain seasons where everything is going great, we are just really hungry for you and want to just grow, and we are experiencing growth in leaps and bounds, we also recognize that there are seasons where that's not the case, where we're just struggling, maybe like we are falling into sin and temptation. But Father, we in light of this reality, help us, Lord, to be faithful, first and foremost to you, but also to one another, keeping each other accountable, exhorting one another every day to follow after you, be faithful to you, that we might keep each other from growing hardened hearts, but rather growing hearts that are soft and open and receptive to you. And so God, I pray just that you would help us to see the people around us, our brothers and sisters in Christ, not just as people we do things with at church, but people we can walk with, people we can encourage and be encouraged by to keep following after you, Lord. So Father, we thank you for this word. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.